Good morning. As my sister said, my name is Jeremy Ndabu, and I'm from Sebika Gomaville, where I serve in the youth ministry. I am married. My wife could not join us this morning because she is a medical student and she's in a year of training. So she's at the hospital right now doing her training. So I'd like for you to read, open your Bibles in the book of Psalms. And we are only going to read one verse. Psalms 141, verse 3. It says, set guard over my mouth, keep watch over the doors of my lips. Set guard over my mouth, keep watch over the doors of my lips. And that's a very interesting prayer. I know tomorrow is Valentine, and as I was thinking about what can I tell the church where I'm invited, I thought these words could be really, really an important thing, because when we say I love you to someone, those seems like some of the most powerful words that we can say to someone. And indeed, when we say those words, they create an effect in the person that we are saying, we are telling them. Because words have power. Words have power. So set guard over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. That's our verse for this morning. And the topic that I'd like to share with you today is the power of words. The power of words. Because words have power. And we all have memories of words that were spoken to us that either built us up, or words that really, really made us feel bad about ourselves, don't we? We do, right? We all have memories of something hurtful somebody told us, or something inspiring someone told us. And if we are seated today here in this temple, it's because we came to hear what? Words. Because these words have power. These words have power to build us up. These words have power to inspire us. These words have power to give us clarity and even set a direction for our lives. So words do have power. And when the person who wrote this psalm says, set guard over my mouth, keep watch over the door of my lips, this is someone who understands how powerful the words that comes out of our mouth are. Amen? So words have power. And the ability to speak is something that was only given to us, men. Of all the things that God created, the animals, only men have the ability to speak. That's why in the movie, The Planet of Apes, there is this guy who landed on a planet full of intelligent apes. And so when he heard one speaking, he was in shock, because the ability to speak is something that was given only to us as people. So it is a great power that we must steward very well. Very, very well. Let me tell you a story. It's a 19th century folk story about a wise old man and a young fool. They all lived in the same city. And this wise man was respected in that city because people came to him for counsel, people came to him for a word of wisdom, and so on. And so there was this young fool who decided to tarnish the reputation of this old man. And so he went around starting to spread rumors about the old man, and he started saying things like, you know, this guy you are going to, he's not that wise. Actually, I saw him at the bar in the village, and I don't know why you guys are going toward him for wisdom and so on. And so the reputation of this old man started being tarnished. And at some point, the young fool came back to his senses, and he went back to the old man. He realized that what he did was wrong, And he went to the old man and said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for spreading false rumors about you in the village. And would you please forgive me? And the old man told him, I forgive you, but I'd like for you to do one thing for me. I want you to go back to your place and take a pillow, cut it, and take all the fevers that are inside, and then go up on the highest tower in this village and spread those fevers. And once you will do that, I will completely forgive you. And the young fool, who was really happy that that was the only thing that he was asked to do so that he can be forgiven, he went back to his place, took the pillow, cut it, took the fevers out of it, and went up on that tower and spread them. He spread them. And then he came back to the old man and told him, I did everything you said. And so the old man told him, okay, now I want you to do one last thing. I want you to go back and recollect all the fevers that you spread out. And the young fool said, but it is impossible. The wind has already taken them. And the old man wanted to show this young man the gravity of what he did. Of course he forgave him, but he wanted him to see how dangerous what he did was. And he told him, it is the same thing with words. Once they're out there, it's so hard to take them back. It's like pouring water down. You can't take that water again. And so words have power. And once words are out there, it is impossible, almost impossible, to take them back. And so this is something that we must steward very well. Our words have power. And so when this psalmist is making this prayer, I relate to that, because sometimes we tend to speak without thinking, without speaking twice about the word that will come out of our mouth. There is even another story about this great preacher. It's a British preacher. He lived in the 19th century, I think, and his name was Charles Spurgeon. And so at some point, his ministry became so popular, and people were flooding in places to come and hear him. And so one day they came to a place that is similar to this one, and the place was packed. You know, all these seats would have been occupied if it was Spurgeon speaking. And so the place was so packed, and suddenly, I don't know what happened, but a man at the back shouted, and he said, fire, fire. I don't know if he saw a fire, but he just said those two words, fire, fire. And it was a total panic. The people, because the environment was so packed, people tried to come out of that place only because of what? One word, fire. And I read the story, and they said that many people died because of what? Only one word. So our words have power. And so we must steward this ability very well. Our words have power to build up. Our words have power to inspire. But on the other side, our words can also have a very, very destructive effect on people, on the destiny of nations. We all heard about Hitler. I was watching a documentary about Hitler, and the guy who was narrating the story said, because of his charisma and his ability to thrill the crowd, Hitler pushed a whole nation to do what? To invade half of Europe and kill millions of Jews because of his charisma and his ability to thrill crowds. And that guy had charisma. He spoke words, and his words had a destructive effect. A destiny of a whole nation was written through the words of Hitler. We also know of the word of people like Martin Luther King, words that still inspire us even today, words that still speak of freedom, world that still that's changed positively the destiny of the America and the black people in the United States. You know all those words. You know the famous speech that he gave I have a dream, what? I have a dream that one day, my children, my four children, will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by their by the content of their character. These are words that still inspire us even today. And we know that because of those words that he spoke, later on, the year that followed, the President Lyndon Johnson decided that segregation or discrimination based on color, on race, on ethnicity is a crime in the United States. Those are words that change the destiny of that country. And those words still inspire us today. Why? Because words have power. A second thing that we need to know is that our words are a reflection of the condition of our hearts. Our words are a reflection of the condition of our hearts, or the inner person. And that we can read in Matthew, chapter 12, and I'm going to read verse 34. It says, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? The mouth speaks." That's Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. So our words are the reflection of the condition of our hearts. Our words are a reflection of the condition of our heart. If we are bitter, if we are angry, it will show in our words. If we are disappointed, it will show in our words. If we are proud, it will show in our words. Pride people tend to brag about everything. Pride people tend to look over other people, and it shows in their words. To look down on other people. And the words that we speak are truly a reflection of the condition of our hearts. And most of us, we live in a world where we have access to so much information. And so the tendency is always to speak and not to listen. Yeah. And most of us don't even listen with the intention to understand, but we listen in order to reply. That's Stephen Covey that says that. And there's even a very interesting proverb, a Chinese proverb that says, if your mouth is opened, you are not learning. But our tendency today is always to speak. We don't take time to listen to people. And even when we listen in order to reply and not to understand. And so our words have power, and they are oftentimes a reflection of the condition of our hearts. Sometimes when we think we know so much, we tend to be the one who want to monopolize all the world. We want to be the person speaking. We think our opinion matters than most other people's opinion. And so it's a reflection of something deep inside that's going on in our hearts. So words are a reflection of our hearts. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 2 says, fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. And verse 13 of the same chapter, Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13 says, what a shame, what folly to give advice before listening to the facts. So it's a clarion call for us to be better listeners. Because if you want to better talk to people or communicate, we must first be people who listen. Because when our mouth is opened, we are not learning. That's a Chinese proverb. So I want to end with this. In the same chapter of Matthew that I read, Matthew chapter 12, the verse 36 says, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account for it in the day of judgment. For by your word you will be justified, and by your word you will be condemned. So the last thing is, words, our words are one of the criteria of God's judgment on us. So our words matter now as they matter all throughout eternity. So let's speak words that give life. Let's speak words that inspire. Let's speak words that bring about positive change wherever we are. And I want to give us a homework just to show us how difficult it is for us to tame our tongue. The homework has six things to do. The first thing is this week, starting maybe today, do not complain or grumble. That's the first thing. The second thing, do not boast about anything at all. The third thing, don't gossip or repeat bad information about somebody. Don't run somebody down, even a little bit. Five, don't defend or excuse yourself no matter what. And finally, always affirm people. Those are six things that I'd like for us to try as we move ahead with this week. And we will see how this will make us people that people want to come around, because they will see in us someone who is a better listener, someone who inspires them, someone who affirms them, someone who gives constructive feedback instead of criticism that is not even building them up. And so may God help us to do that, because by doing this, we become more and more like our Lord Jesus, who is described as being the Word that came and dwelt among us. And that Word was full of what? Of grace and truth. May the Lord bless His Word.